this man calling on her phone. I got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, welcome to the show for another week. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Very pleased to announce we have a special guest again this week, where we're going to be enjoying some folk music, some acoustic music from an Australian performer all the way from Adelaide. His name is Tom West, and he passed through Vancouver just a matter of days ago. He had a show at the Railway Club, and he actually came in a few days ago. We actually recorded a session, and we'll be replaying that today in about maybe 15 or 20 minutes time. So let's start out with some live music, which is I'm going to be streaming off the internet. The David Letterman show finished. There was the very last episode that was on the other day. And, of course, the Letterman Show was a very, very long-running late-night variety program broadcast in the States. And one of the best things about the show was the enormous range of high-class musical acts that were on the show for years and years and years and years. I used to remember it at home in Australia watching late at night. I pretty much just watched it for the music, really. Most of the jokes, I didn't really, I don't know. It was great, it was okay, but the show was really hit and miss, I think, for everything week to week. But the music, so much of it was fantastic. And somebody has put up on a website called fasterlouder.com.au. It's a music blog in Australia. And the article is, "Watch all the Australian bands that ever played on David Letterman." So, wow, perfect for this show, a collection. There's quite a few of them. And I'm going to play three of the performances today. I'll go through the whole list. This person put them all together, but I can't really tell the years. He didn't really say what years they were. I'd have to go through every single one and look through the YouTube video to find that out. But we have... I'll lastly tell you the three that I'm going to play, but the other ones, we have Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, we have Nick Cave again with Grinder Man, we have Wolf Mother, The Cat Empire, Silverchair, Powderfinger, a two-piece called Ann Horse, The Temper Trap, Jet, Atlas Genius, Delta Goodrum, Guy Sebastian, The Bee Gees, Iggy Azalea, The Living End, Kylie Minogue, Crowded House, Sia, Baby Animals, Gautier. So some pretty big names there, and some lesser known ones that snuck in too, interestingly, like I guess Atlas Genius, Ann Horse. Interesting. Anyway, I'm going to play for you right now the three that jumped out at me. First one, this one's pretty unique. So Michael Hutchence of INXS singing with Ray Charles. I don't really know the song. I haven't really had a chance to do the research. I don't know if it's an INXS song, if it's a Ray Charles song, or if it's a standard. I hope it's not a very well-known song that I'm just ignorant of. But anyway, we're going to play it. It just says INXS and Ray Charles. The song is Please, in brackets, You Got That, ... So excuse my ignorance if this is like one of the most famous songs of all time. I don't know. So we're going to play that. And then we're going to play Midnight Oil. And finally, The Vines. So they're the three of the Australian musical acts that played on Letterman over the years. And of course, thanks to the wonderful YouTube, we can stream them. And you can pretend that you were sitting in the front row of the David Letterman show in New York City in whatever year these were broadcast in. Let's start now with Michael Hutchence of INXS singing alongside Ray Charles on the David Letterman show a long, long time ago. You think
to see it.
This next group is one of our favorite bands from Australia. Here's their new CD right here. It's entitled Capricornia. Please don't be alarmed. They're Bushmen. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Midnight Oil. We'll be right back.
This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, you're here on Stranded, and kind of a different start to the show. Those were three live songs filmed on the David Letterman show over the years, and all three being Australian bands. So, of course, the David Letterman show wrapped up after many decades. The very last performance was Foo Fighters, and the night before that was Bob Dylan. The Bob Dylan one was fantastic. I did a an old Frank Sinatra song. And people say Bob's voice is crap these days, but he did a fantastic job. I would have preferred him finishing, being the finishing song, not the Foo Fighters, but hey, that's me. Anyway, so I found this website, tonedeaf.com.au, and as somebody wrote an article about all the Australian bands that played on Letterman over the years. So I picked out three to play today, and the first one was quite interesting. That was Michael Hutchence of INXS along with Ray Charles doing a song together. And next up was Midnight Oil with one of their later period songs, a song from the Capricornia album. And finally, that was The Vines. Of course, they're a band, I'm not sure if they're still around, but they sort of came out of nowhere in 2002. And I played for you... Well, I really wanted to play for you Get Free, because that was the, like, that, you know, it was a kind of a famous incident. That he pretty much had a meltdown, Craig Nichols. Like, he just really went for it right there in the Letterman studio, and it kind of shocked a lot of people. And but when you go to that clip on YouTube, the sound is gone. Like, so I don't know, there must be some proprietary rights. You can see it, but you can't get any audio of the song. So I played for you another song of theirs that they played on that day called Ride. But anyway, what the heck? Let's play that song, Get Free. Let's play the recorded version. I mean, this song was the song that put them on the map. Craig Nichols is the singer and songwriter, and a very eccentric fellow, very volatile. And I just, interestingly, in timing, I found the single for Get Free by The Vines just sitting on the floor of the record library here. So I snapped it up and thought, well, of course, I'll play it today. So here we go. This is a throwback to 2002. The Vines from Sydney, Australia, featuring a wild man, Craig Nichols. This song was huge back in the day. It's a pretty good song, too.
Come back, come back, come back. Listen, if they're so hot, I'm going to turn up the charge, babe.
You should have a plan, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, we're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find the show online anytime. AusStrandedRadio.com is the show blog with lots of archive shows and all the interviews up there on SoundCloud and live sessions. And we have a live session coming up very soon. But those three songs, first up was the classic 2002 single from The Vines, Get Free. Up after that was an awesome song by a group from Canberra called TV Colours. The song was called The Neighbourhood. I really love that band, and I found the film clip just hypnotic because it's a very DIY kind of patched together clip featuring a lot of handycam footage of Canberra in the neighbourhoods, suburbs, and various parts. And that's where I grew up, so I guess I really zoned out and reminisced watching that. Very, very effective song, very moody. So TV Colours is the group. And up after that was Julia Y. So they're actually an Australian band. They're passing through town, through Vancouver, very soon. And we're actually arranging to meet up next week to pre-record an interview. So that's exciting. They're actually playing at the Railway Club on May 30. So there you go, Julia Y. We played a track of theirs called Wheel. Looking forward to meeting them. So this is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And every now and then, an actual Australian person with a guitar waltzes through the station. In the last 4 years, I guess I could probably count it on two hands, the amount of times this has happened. It's always exciting. I always do anything I can to get them on air. So I actually came down here midweek and we recorded this interview and session that I'm going to play very soon with a gentleman named Tom West. He is an Adelaide-based solo acoustic artist. Really cool guy. I had such a great time chatting with him. And he's already off. I think he's spending the next 2 weeks heading down to LA and before flying out back to Adelaide. And he left behind a couple of his CDs. So this is his latest one called Oncoming Clouds. So let's play a Tom West song, and then we'll get right into the session, the live session and interview. So hope you're into some acoustic music, because that's what we're going to have for the next half an hour. Here it is, Tom West. I'm going to play a song called Icarus, and it's from his album called Oncoming Clouds. You're on Stranded.
See the tunnel's end. See the end of the night. I see the start of the light. Is it raining outside? Or is it sunny and bright? Is it gray or white? From the flame to the fire, there's only air around us. Don't look down, don't look only air around us. Don't look down, don't look down. Thank you. eagle's wings give you lift for when you jump off the cliff. You go up with the wind, when you just like a caress. Takes you over.
Okay, so that was a track from Tom West, Adelaide-based musician, who has been in Canada for a little while. And when a guy like him shows up, I'll do anything to get him or her on air. So that's what we did, actually. A few days ago, we pre-recorded an interview and live session. Tom played three acoustic tracks. That track there was called Icarus. It's from his record, Oncoming Clouds. So we'll be right back after this to play the interview in full.
Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
Tom West, he is an Australian all the way from Adelaide.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for coming down.
It's okay, thanks for having me.
It's like I said before, interesting timing because Tom is only here for a couple more days and I just happened to be here for a fill-in on a Wednesday, and I happen to be Australian and Tom happens to be Australian, so everything worked out well.
The stars aligned.
They did. So, and you came in huffing and puffing all the way from Squamish, climbing a big rock, is that right?
Yes, yeah, we did today. That was a very... we didn't intend to do it. We went out there just to see what's going on, and I'm in my flip-flops. I don't know what you guys call them here in Canada, if you even have them.
We call them thongs in Australia.
Thongs is what I normally would say.
Yeah.
But I haven't really seen many people. Anyway, sandals, for want of a better way of putting it. We end up walking all the way to the top, and so my feet are rather sore right now. But it was a very splendid view, and I was very pleasantly surprised.
Well, good on you for picking that as a thing to do for a day off, because spectacular scenery. You did well.
Great.
Whoever suggested that was on their game. So.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started on a high note.
Yeah, literally. And I guess last night was a high note as well. So you played at the Railway Club, a very established venue in the city.
Yeah, that was a very good show. It was a lot of fun, and there was a great number of people there. I offloaded a few compact discs, so what more can I ask for?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's been a very good experience in Vancouver so far, I have to say. It's getting toward the top of the pile in my experience on this trip to Canada so far.
And what does that pile consist of at the moment, city-wise?
I would have loved to have seen more of the country, but we only stopped over in Toronto. We went over to Ottawa, and we went over to Montreal, and then we buzzed over here. So okay. I only saw four cities, so
right.
It's probably my favorite so far.
Okay, and Tom was saying off air that it's a bit of a mini tour, not a particularly extensive tour, but you had very specific showcases, I guess, you were coming to. And
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a mini one, so hopefully we can work something out for the future and I can come back for a more extended stay, which would be a very big treat for me.
Yeah, well, you're laying some groundwork and you've got definitely support here. And so is this your first time out of Australia for music? Or?
Not really. I've made a few short trips over the last few years. But it's the first time I've tried to play shows in any meaningful sense.
Hmm.
So it pretty much is for all intents and purposes.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's been great.
Cool. And so Adelaide is where you're born and bred, or just where you're based at the moment?
Born and bred. Yeah. I'm a born and bred Adelaide guy. One of the few remaining musos that haven't shipped over to Melbourne.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's an equivalent here. But, yeah, at home, Adelaide's a smallish city, and everyone sort of moves to the hub of Melbourne, where it evidently is all happening. So,
I mean, similar to here, that Vancouver, you know, Toronto, Montreal are the bigger sort of commercial musical hubs. So similar to here in that sense, I guess.
Yeah,
But I guess Adelaide's a lot smaller. What's the population?
I reckon it's just over 1 million people.
Yep.
In the greater city area.
Yeah.
So it's not small, but it's not a big city.
Hmm.
But anyway, I like it there, and I'll probably be staying there for a while.
Yeah. Oh, it's got a cool vibe. As far as music goes, the one band that sticks out for me was the Mark of Cain. I was always a big fan of them, the hardcore band.
Yeah.
Another band that never left, that always stayed, were dedicated to
Adelaide. Yeah. Can't say it's not stuff up my alley, but great on them.
yeah, for sticking it out. Tom, it's great to have you, and you have got a guitar in hand. So we're about to hear some live tracks from Tom West. He is an Australian touring musician from Adelaide, South Australia. He's come a long, long way. And if you like what you hear in the next while in our live set and chat, his music is at tomwestmusic.com. Thanks again, Tom, and take away when you're ready.
Yeah, no worries. This is, speaking of Adelaide, this is a song I came up with while walking around the hills outside the city where my folks live. So it's called Hush. Some more trees, listen quiet and breathe. Drape your shadows over me. He's the winter drawing in. Gates fall closed, rusty wire dead end roads. I caught myself on thorn and brush, regret the poison I so much. Has a name. Here I'm a nameless place. I feel the beating of your heart. My roots go deep and wide apart. Oh, hush.
open mess of glass and steel. Scream and try and call you dear. With all the noise you just can't hear.
Oh, fantastic. Live acoustic music here on Folk Oasis. That is Tom West with a song called Hush. All the way.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustail.
Away from Adelaide, Australia, and that was written in the Adelaide Hills.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, it's just, you can't, I guess the, I suppose the way I tend to write songs is starting out with an image, like a pretty straightforward image, and then building a whole thing, structure of words and ideas around it. So that one was, when I was walking, I could hear the wind in the trees around there. It was a really quite distinctive noise, and that's what seeded the song, I suppose, hearing that noise.
Huh.
Which is kind of cool, I guess, but
wow. Wonderful, yeah. I'm curious now as whether your climb up the Squamish chief might have given you another image. Who knows? Maybe in the subconscious there.
An image of a very sweaty man struggling to get to the top. So maybe there is a song in that. We'll see.
You never know. Yeah. Well, that's great. Tom, and so is that a song that's been recorded already on a release? Or
Yeah, that's actually off an album I did a year or so, maybe even more now, called A Spark in the Dark. It's the opening track on that album. I'm pretty sure it should be available online for people. It's an album I did with a friend of mine. Sort of, we self-produced it, and incidentally, we recorded it in the shed at my folks' house, also in the Adelaide Hills. So, this. A long-winded answer to your question is yes.
Yeah, yeah. And your most current recording is the new EP called Oncoming Clouds.
Yep.
And so you can find all of these, more information about Tom at tomwestmusic.com.au. You know what just popped into my head? Adelaide? Another, of course, Paul Kelly's from Adelaide, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. I believe that he now lives in Melbourne, though.
Okay.
I think, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll claim him. Yeah, we'll claim that.
That's right. Yeah, what is life like for you there? I mean, interestingly, your story, you left a career in the law. After how many years, and how did that transition into you making that decision to?
I studied it for 5 years or whatever it is, obviously, and enrolled into a job almost accidentally, really. And I worked that for 2 years. What I did was I worked at a free legal service helping out people that needed assistance with insurance claims, specifically workplace injuries, which was great work. I love that side of things, you know, being able to help people against, you know, nasty big insurance companies that no one likes. Like, that was pretty rewarding. But, after 2 years of that work and also trying to do what I do with music, it came to a point where I felt that I was trying to pursue two things in a half-assed way, sort of. I had to give something up.
Mm.
And I chose to give that career up, at least for a while, because I didn't want to, you know, wonder what could have been if I'd tried to travel around, play songs full time.
yeah, it's a courageous choice, and you've had great experiences, so
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
It's been good so far. One year out, still going strong.
Oh, that's all 1 year. Wow.
Yeah, that's all 1 year. So that was a year ago that I stopped that.
Yeah. And how about in terms of Australia? Have you played much outside of Adelaide? Or
Yeah. I play around. Unfortunately, I haven't really made it over to the far west of the country, Perth, for whatever reason. But I do. I play around the other capital cities on the east coast and between as much as I can.
Hmm.
In fact, I'll be doing it as soon as I get home. At the end of June, I'll be setting off to tour this EP at home to the capital cities. So that's my next task, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good too.
And we're talking with Tom West. He's touring through these parts all the way from Adelaide. And he's already given us one song. And are you ready for another?
I reckon. Let's do it.
Okay, so Tom's ready and he's got harmonica here too. So Tom West, take it away.
This is a song called Some Things Will Never Be. Till then, I wish you the best. Some things will never be. That's just the way that it is.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Another wonderful live track here from our very special guest, that's Tom West, with a bit of a mouth harp there as well.
Yeah, pulled it out.
Pulled it out.
Surprised you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah.
I probably should have mentioned that. I didn't want to blaze everyone's ears off, so I tried to keep it on the low down.
As long as the level stick and the red, everything's fine. I was saying off air that sometimes people have come on and that they're real belters and they don't tell me, and that's when I freak out and the dials go crazy.
Yeah, nah. Hopefully we can continue to manage to avoid that.
Yeah, I think we're fine. So, is there anything you could tell us about that song?
Well, it's pretty new. It's not on any of my stuff, but I just kind of like playing it at the moment. And I think that goes for a lot of things. You like your new stuff. It's the most fun stuff to play.
Yeah.
I've been traveling with my buddy Todd, and I noticed that then he's been playing some nice banjo with me, and it's prominent in that song, so we missed out on that this time. It's a pretty new song, so
yeah,
it's fun for me to play.
Well, I guess folks at the Railway Club last night would have heard that one. Or?
Yes, yeah,
yeah.
Played that. That's our second. That was our second song, I reckon. So.
Yeah. So yeah, so Tom played last night at the Railway Club, an established venue here. Who was the show with us? Dominic Fricot, was he?
Yeah, Dominic Frico.
Yeah.
I probably pronounced that very badly, but he was great.
He's a local guy. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's Vancouver-based
guy.
Yeah,
he is. Yeah.
Was really good.
Yeah. I'm curious, actually, in your from your vantage point in Australia, are there any other artists that you'd recommend? I know there's so many, so much talent, and I barely scratch the surface on my show. Is there any peers or?
Well, my favourite singer songwriter from home is a girl from Brisbane, who is called Oh Little Sister, and I don't even think I think there's some stuff floating around online for free or on YouTube. I'm not sure that you can. Buy anything even, but I just love those songs. I think they're fabulous, so that would be my hot tip.
Great. Well, I've jotted that down. I'll be researching Oh Little Sister for my show on Fridays, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. The blog is at ausstrandedradio.com, and I'll have this interview up there as well. I'm sure Val won't mind sharing this in on a different show too. So
cool.
Yeah. Well, it's been sure great to have you, Tom, and so your next steps are a little bit of traveling, relaxing.
Yep. So we got a drive. We traveling home from Los Angeles. So we've got a couple days off to try and get down there. So I think we're going to get a car and see if we can take the scenic route down before flying home, and then doing the launch shows for this new record at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good, and then I guess when that's done, I'm looking forward to getting back to the drawing board and seeing if I can make some new music.
Mm. And who knows, maybe another extensive Canadian tour in the future.
Hopefully. Sure, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. In the meantime, there's the new EP called Oncoming Clouds, and Tom's music and information can be found at tomwestmusic.com.au. Also, facebook.com/TomWest. He's on Instagram, Twitter. Easy to find. And, we still have time for one more if you're interested.
Yeah, sure. I think I could play one more.
Yeah?
Yeah, so thanks for having me. This is another song off my older album. I just feel like playing it, so I'm going to play it. It's a true story sort of song. It's called I Drank All the Rum. Drank all the rum, I was saving it for you,
but you didn't come. I didn't know what to do. Think I mixed it with juice. It didn't taste very good, which was rather a pity. Drank all the beer.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us on our blog anytime, ausstrandedradio.com, and Twitter, at ausstranded. So, three songs there. First up was Oh Little Sister, an artist from Brisbane in Queensland, as recommended by today's guest, Tom West. So that was an unreleased track called Hold Me Like You Mean It, from her YouTube channel, just her in front of her computer, playing that acoustic song. Lovely. Thank you, Tom West, for that recommendation, and thanks for coming into the studio. And again, that the blog ausstrandedradio.com is where you can find the Tom West interview. It's up there already, and many more to come. And after that was Catherine Calder and the title, the first lead-off track to her brand new record. The track's called "Slow Burning," and then finally Jody Glenham, beautiful song there called "Between You and Me." You can find information about Jody at jodyglenham.bandcamp.com. And well, we have about 13 minutes left of the show, and let's keep it Vancouver centric for the next little while. Well, we just played there Catherine Calder from the New Pornographers. Another member of the New Pornographers is Dan Behar, Destroyer, and I'm always excited to hear when he has new music coming out. I've just been exploring his back catalogue the last couple of years, and what an incredible songwriter. He truly is. And here's his very first taste of what is coming out on the next album, which is going to be called Poison Season. He's already announced a huge tour throughout North America. And let's play the track that's been added up to SoundCloud. The track is called Dream Lover. So here we go. This is Dan Behar, Destroyer. Brand new track, Dream Lover.
did I get older? Someone tell me why. I look into the mirror and see another guy. Sit there and be older.
For a break.
I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
All right, so that was a track from a Vancouver band, a very original band. They're called Jerk in the Can. Their latest release is called Bombs Away Buttercup. Very experimental music featuring Marco and Jessica, formerly of another prominent band here in the city called Kill City Kids, who have disbanded, but their new project that they started very quickly is called Jerk in the Can. And you can find them on Bandcamp at jerkinthecan.bandcamp.com. I can see two releases up here, Ching Ching-a-Ling and Bombs Away Buttercup. And they play with wearing masks, balaclavas. So awesome stuff. And before that was Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Adrian Teacher was, of course, from Apollo Ghosts, a great band that broke up recently. And Adrian was also in Cool TV. And this is his first solo project called Adrian Teacher and the Subs. And the record's Sorta Hafter. And it was recorded down in Dub Narcotic Studios by Calvin Johnson himself. Wow, of K Records. And I played for you the track, When Did I Get Older? And right at the top was The Brand New Destroyer. Wow. Dream Lover, a rollicking track from Dan there. Destroyer, and the new album is going to be called Poison Season. I'm not sure when it's going to be out, but that's the first taste of it. So I'm always terribly excited to hear anything that Dan Behar puts out, pretty much. He's just an incredible songwriter. So this has been a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We'll be back next week with another interview. It looks like we're going to have Julia Y. They're an Australian rock band passing through town. I'm arranging to meet up with them on Tuesday to record a pre-recorded interview. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Apparently they're coming down. They're going to catch the bus. They're playing. They have a plan. They know what they're doing. They're going to come
here. This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer.
And then head right down to the beach. So not a bad plan. We're on online, ausstrandedradio.com. You can find us there anytime with podcasts and all of your interview needs. We have lots of interviews up there. This week's interview was Tom West, an Adelaide-based folk singer, and he just played in Vancouver. So to leave, I'm going to try to play you here a clip of Neil Young. He's about to put out a record called The Monsanto Years. Sounds like a great protest album. Neil just keeps going and going. And he's just released, at least we have, a snippet here. I'm not sure. I haven't really listened to it yet, but it's a track called Rock Starbucks. I'm really excited to hear what this is. I've actually found, I'm streaming this from Democracy Now!, so let's hope this works. In any event, bye for now. This has been Stranded, and let's hope this works. This is Neil Young with his new track, Rock Starbucks.
Verdict in Maryland history, one of the largest in the country in 2004 at $105 million. Of course, we'll continue to follow the Freddie Gray case. This is Rock Starbucks.
But if we start with running order. Rock Starbucks?
Yeah.
Crank it up.
Starbucks. That's a new video by Neil Young he just shared with us. It's from his forthcoming album, The Monsanto Years. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcast.